Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. South Korea today says it may lift its ban on the use of an animal feed additive in meat early next year, a move that could lead to the resumption of some U.S. beef imports suspended last month. A South Korea government risk assessment found Zilmax could be permitted at certain levels. South Korea in early October suspended some U.S. beef imports after an earlier U.S. probe found Zilmax in meat supplied by the U.S. unit, a Brazilian meat packer, JBSSA. South Korea accounts for about 11% of U.S. beef exports. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sale of 33,000 metric tons of soybean oil to unknown destinations during the 2013-14 marketing year that began on October the 1st. Also this morning, going out the door, 115,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 13-14 marketing year that began on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,549, is up 72 points. The NASDAQ, 3383, up 14. The S&P 500, 1756, is up 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest, we'll take a little break from all the precipitation that we've seen this week, but it is going to be a short-term break, and temperatures are going to be kept rather cool across the region for a couple of days here. In fact, normal temperatures will actually occur. It's not like it's colder than normal, but we've been a little spoiled, I think, over the past few weeks with warmer-than-usual conditions often occurring, and so it feels cooler when it's cool than it really is, if you follow me. It still looks as though the temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s for highs here this weekend, and that will likely reduce evaporation, and that's the most important part of the whole forecast here, because if we lower the temperatures and reduce evaporation, these areas that picked up on 1 to 2.5 inches of rainfall over the past two days or so will not likely dry down as quickly as they need to in order for us to get back into the fields and start working aggressively. Even though subsoil moisture is low across parts of the Midwest, or certainly in Illinois and Missouri and parts of southern Iowa, these areas will dry out fairly quickly, but with temperatures in the 40s and 50s, it's still going to be a little bit of a mud situation and a little bit of a delay in getting back into the fields for a little while. Rain is already going to be returning to some of the western Corn Belt on Monday, and Tuesday and Wednesday will be the next larger storm system that will impact those western areas, and probably Tuesday into Thursday for the eastern Midwest. And during that period of time, we're likely to see some significant amounts of moisture once again. Portions of Iowa and Nebraska will probably see totals that will run more in the range of a quarter to 8/10 of an inch, with maybe a localized 1.25 inch amount in the southeast part of Iowa. Missouri and Kansas, though, we'll see amounts 6/10 of an inch to 1.25 inches, and most of Illinois and Indiana, as well as parts of Michigan, will probably see 0.5 to 1.5 inches, and we could see some local totals back up to 2 inches again. Even though that's Tuesday through Thursday of next week, we are not going to dry out very quickly between now and then. Some field work will definitely occur, and it looks like the driest areas are going to be in the northwestern Corn Belt. Those areas will probably not see much precipitation until midweek, early next week, Monday and Tuesday, when we'll see some precipitation occur in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of northwestern Iowa. But the moisture is going to be brief and light there. And, of course, they didn't get involved with this bigger event this week. And so they will not have nearly the issue with getting back into some of the fields. They were definitely wetter earlier in the season, though. And so they are also dealing with some delay. Well, it looks as though there will be yet another storm system impacting the Midwest, the 10th through the 12th. And this storm system could also be somewhat similar to these previous two events. events and will further prolong delays in getting back into the field. And some quality issues may start to surface in some of the unharvested soybeans. Winter wheat planting delays will also take place. Now, there will be some field progress that will be occurring during this next week to 10 days, but obviously it's not going to be as quick as some would like to see it. The temperatures will warm up on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday of next week, and really Monday and Tuesday will be the warmer days. We'll look for 50 and 60 degree highs across a fair amount of the Midwest, some 40s in the Northwest, and we'll expect to see maybe a one-day punch of lower 70s developing in portions of the lower eastern Midwest on Tuesday, just before the greater rains start to occur again. But that's as warm as we get. And the rest of next week, we'll see temperatures mostly in the 50s and some 40s occurring across the northern parts of the region. Another storm in the 10th to the 12th could produce another third of an inch to maybe as much as an inch of moisture. Well, it looks like our low temperatures over the weekend will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across the Midwest. We'll look for readings to warm up early next week with 40s and perhaps some lower 50s, especially in the central in eastern parts of the Midwest before the storm system arrives, and then we'll cool down again later next week. But no below average temperatures are expected anytime soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 736 and a half down four. Soft December, 668 and a quarter up three quarters. December corn, 428 down a quarter. July, 453 and a half down three quarters. November soybeans, 1282 up one and three quarters. July, 1237 and a quarter up two and a half. December soybean meal, 401.30 down 2.30. December soybean oil, 41.75 up 42. December live cattle, 132.80 up 7.5. November feeders, 164.82.5 up 45. December lean hogs, 88.72.5. They're down 45. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, corn continues to grind lower. It's made a new low for its move in the last 28 to 48 hours. And even though export sales have picked up, and they certainly have done that this past week, and then the second leg, which would be ethanol crush, has been really good this year. I believe over 1 billion bushels of corn have already been crushed for ethanol, although the margins are becoming very tight in recent days. It's that third leg that everybody kind of forgets about in the livestock, and we got that yesterday where we learned that only 93% of cattle on feed as of a year ago, and we continue to slaughter more. So if it just seems like every day is another piece of little news that fundamentally says go lower.
Yeah, I think yesterday the pieces of fundamental news, like you said, the cattle on feed report. But on the other side of that, we did see, poultry increased, as far as egg sets, and some of that stuff looks like we're seeing that expand about every month here as we go through those reports. But also yesterday we had a couple of firms out with yields up there, 161 to 163. On the corn and 42, 43 on the beans.
I saw a crop size of 14.767 billion bushels put out by a bank.
I didn't see that one, but I think in general the trade, we have Inform out today and FC Stone. We had Lynn Group and ADM out yesterday. I think in general the trade's kind of thinking about somewhere in that 162, 163 bushel yield. I'm not sure that the cash markets tell me that that's what we got out here, but, it's been such a strung-out harvest, it's kind of hard to tell. I think we made a stab down here today on the corn to 4.25 this morning and couldn't get down quite to there. I think we do have some users coming in and buying on the dips, mm-hmm. And we did see some ethanol companies go out there and lock in some Jan, Feb, March stuff yesterday at some pretty good margins. So I think that ethanol crush that you're talking about can continue as we go through the year. And certainly, as you mentioned, the exports are well above normal percent of sales made at this point in time.
Soybeans, they made a stab at the 61% Fibonacci retracement. I'm looking at the January contract now. So we're at the bottom of our sideways trading range. When we finally break out of the range, what do you think the direction will be and why?
Well, I think what you look for now is you look for some kind of bearish news that calls the market to drop lower, and then we can't maintain that. If we can see that happen, I think that kind of tells us that maybe we put in the harvest low on the beans. And it may take, you know, a week from now when we get to the USDA report to see kind of a blow-off type low. You know, that's I guess, what looks like could happen anyhow.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn, 427 and three quarters, down a half. July, 453 and a half, down three quarters. November beans, 1282 and a quarter, up two. And July at 1238, up three and one quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.